Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Let your speech always be gracious." Another translation says, "Be filled with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer each person." Oh, yeah. Remember that? Remember growing up? Our parents said, "Hey, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing at all." I remember that one year I was mute. That was kind of weird. But no, God's word says, "Let our speech be filled with grace, always." That's a challenge in front of us today. But, you know, when we do, when we pursue that, when we do that, we honor the Lord Jesus. Amen. We really do. Nice little challenge this fine day here from Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Hey, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It is Joey Kroll here with you. Always a pleasure to sit in the seats, talk behind this microphone, and wear these headphones and fellowship with you each and every week. I really do mean that. And I think somewhere along the line, I don't think we've met spring at all this year. I see it's going to be pretty warm this weekend. I was looking at the forecast the other day, and I said to my wife, Aubrey, I said, "Sweetheart, I don't think we had spring at all this year." So we jumped from winter to summer really quick in just one hop. But that's all right. Hey, it's better than scraping ice off of my windshield. I'm okay with that. Hey, coming up here in about a few weeks, we're getting ready for a great concert with Ivan Parker. He's coming back Saturday night, June 9th, along with his son Josh Parker at First United Methodist Church in Urbana, right next to Lincoln Square, right there on South Race Street. Doors open up at 6:30 for general open seating, and a free will love offering will be taken. However, really encourage you to really enjoy the evening with the special VIP reserve seating and a meet and greet with Ivan Parker. That is $25. You get to sit a little closer to the stage and have a great meet and greet with him as well before the concert. Again, it's all Saturday night, June 9th, 7 p.m., First United Methodist Church in Urbana. For more details, just call 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up next week, or the end of next week, will be the month of June. Yeah, just kind of digest that for a second. Yeah, another issue, the June edition of the Prime Live Times coming out the end of next week. So be on the lookout for that. In fact, if you'd like a list of where you can pick up your copy of the Prime Live Times, just visit primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Well, I'll tell you what, there are times in every believer's walk when life lets you down, when your prayer doesn't get answered, where you are let down, where you are disappointed. And I'm so grateful that God walks with us in those seasons. You know, some people think that when you come to Christ, everything is okay. You'll never get sick. You will never have any problems. Nowhere in Scripture do I see that. In fact, Jesus promises the opposite. He says, "In this world, you will have tribulations." But he does promise to walk with us. He does promise to carry us through those seasons. And coming up here just a few moments, we're going to take a look at John chapter 11, when life lets you down. Right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not. Just the way it is.
Song. It's How Great Is Our God medley right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Tell you what, friend, there's been times, if we're really honest with ourselves, there's been times where we've prayed and prayed and prayed for a particular person, particular situation, or a particular miracle to take place, and God doesn't come through in a way that we've hoped. It could have been a prayer for healing. It could have been a prayer for a spouse. Could have been a prayer for children, a prayer for a particular job, a,
a prayer for a child, a prayer for a plan to work out. And friend, maybe it led you down a path of questioning God's existence, his goodness, or his love. Maybe you've secretly struggled with questions like, God, where are you? God, why did you allow blank to happen? God, can't you hear me? God, what am I doing wrong here? God, are you even there? And for some, we may brush off the idea of questioning God and his goodness. And for others, though, it's a reality they secretly don't like to admit. And friend, maybe that's you today. You know, there were two sisters, Mary and Martha, that have been right where you are. They were sisters who asked Jesus to heal their brother who was gravely sick. And John chapter 11 shares the real life account. And Mary and Martha, they sent word to Jesus about Lazarus. And in John chapter 11, verse 4, it says, when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Okay, so Jesus sent word, Mary, Martha, hey, he's not going to die. Praise God. We can rest in the fact that God gave us his word. He said that it was going to be okay. Lazarus is not going to die, and we could sleep a little bit better at night. And then the unimaginable happened. Their brother dies. Their brother dies. Now, I want you to get this. This is a real life story. This is not a fictional event, mythical story. This is a real life event. Understand the emotions that are attached here. Mary and Martha were deeply distraught. Their brother was dead. All they had were memories now. All they had now were disappointments. All they had now were questions. All that was left was a broken heart and a wounded soul. In fact, Martha was so upset, maybe even a little mad and disappointed, that it sounded like she was blaming Jesus for the death of her brother. Now, when Jesus came back into town in John chapter 11, verse 17, now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard, here we go, that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. That's a strong statement. That's Martha. And her sister Mary, as we just read, she was so distressed, she didn't even want to come out and talk with Jesus. Because in John 11, verse 20 says, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. She didn't even want to go out and deal with it. Understand the disappointment that was taking place here. This is a real life story, a real life account, a real life situation. But after seeing everyone weeping, everyone is crying. We're talking about a funeral here. Come on. And after seeing everyone weeping, Jesus, who was God in the flesh, did something so beautiful. He wept. John 11:33, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. Verse 34, he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. And verse 35, it says that Jesus wept. He wept. He cried along with the brokenhearted sisters. He wept with the family. Psalm 56 verse 8 says, "You have kept count of my tossings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book?" A paraphrase of this passage says, "You've kept track of my every toss and turn through the sleepless nights, each tear entered into your ledger, each ache written in your book." He not only cried with them, friend, he brought their brother back to life. John 11:43 says, "When he had said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out.' The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth." Let me tell you something. Jesus didn't heal his sickness. He brought him back to life. Because the entire event took place for the glory of God. John 11 verse 4, before this whole thing even started, Jesus said to them, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." They experienced God's glory in a way they will never forget. And friend, you may feel that he has let you down. You may feel that he has forgotten about you. You may feel that he doesn't care for you. But I want to let you know today that if you are his child, he is doing something behind the scenes that you cannot see. Johnny Erickson Tata said one time, "The best we can hope for in this life is a not whole peek at the shining realities ahead, yet a glimpse is enough. It's enough to convince our hearts that whatever sufferings and sorrow currently assail us aren't worthy of comparison to that which awaits us over the horizon."
The news came to Jesus, "Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last." Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over. Don't be discouraged.
That's right. Even when it seems like he is late, he is still on time. I love that. That's Karen Peck and New River here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. You can always drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow. That's for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.